Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Zayin, and we are in the middle of daf Vav Amud Beis, 9 lines before the bright Shiras, the two dots, Lahashilon V'lishol Mehen V'chul. So we're moving along in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're discussing the very first halacha of Maseches Avodah Zarah, and that is Lifnei Eideim Shal Ovdei Kechavim Shloisha Yamin. Aser lases velases imayim, lahashivam velishol mehem, lahavoysam velilvois mehem, lefayron velefroyim mehem. Which, in short, means 3 days before the Yomim Tovim of the pagans, it was aser for a yid to do business, to transact in any which way with the pagan. In yesterday's daf, the Gemara went through a few very fundamental questions that relate to the halacha of the Mishnah. First things first, when the Mishnah says lifnei eideim shel ovdei kechavim shloisha yamim, hein ve'eideim oydilma hein b'loy eideim, meaning is the yontif itself one of the 3 days, or is it 3 days not including the yontif? Meaning, for sure the pagan holiday is aser. It's not a question. If it's aser days prior, certainly the day itself is going to be an issue. The question is, when the Mishnah says 3 days, is the eid itself part of the 3 days, or is it not part of the 3 days? The Gemara had a Tashma, and another Tashma, and another Tashma, and another Tashma, and then finally, after Amar Raso of Gemara, the Maskana was, Shma Mina Hein Beloy Eidein Shma Mina. That there's no question, the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah is that in addition to the Yom Ha'ed being Aser, 3 days prior to the Yom Ha'ed is going to be Aser as well. Another question that the Gemara discussed is, what is the underlying reason for this Takana? And the Gemara posed two possibilities. Mishum Harvacha, Oidilma Mishum V'lifnei Iver Loisitei Mikshal. Rashi explained, Mishum Harvacha means that if you transact with the pagan, on some level he's going to benefit from it, he's going to profit from it. If you do it within close proximity to his Yom Ha'ed, on the Yom Ha'ed, he's going to give Shevach V'Hoidah to his deity, he's going to mention the name of his deity, and you will have violated the Lav in the Torah of Lo Yisham Al Picha. The tzad v'lifnei iver loisitei michshol, the way Rashi explains it is, that if you're going to transact with him in a way where you're going to give him something that he'll be able to use now as an offering and as a sacrifice to his deity, you will have caused them to violate one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, which is avodah zarah, and a yid's not let it cause another yid or even a ben noyach to violate an iser. As a result, you now are being over the iser in the Torah of v'lifnei iver loisitei michshol. Now, as it relates to that shaila, the Gemara didn't resolve it. Now, we mentioned a few times that the first Rashi in the Masechta says v'kulu mishum da'azalu moida la'avodes kechavim yomeida, which means that even though the Gemara itself just had a shaila, mentioned the nafkamina, and then went right there, but Rashi seemed to have some hachra from somewhere in the sugya. After the first part of today's daf, I think it's going to be clear where Rashi got his suggestion right at the onset of the Masechta. And finally, the third Ibaya that the Gemara discussed was, how far did Chazal take this Isser? Meaning, in the event someone goes and he transacts with an Ovid Koychavim, Nasa v'nasan mai, this that he's getting now, the Yid, is it going to be Aser Bahana, or is it not going to be Aser Bahana? Now, as it relates to transacting on the Yom Ha'ed, the Gemara brought a braisa that says mefurish nasa v'nasan asa. The question was, the 3 days prior, the Mishnah means hein b'loy eideh, as it relates to the 3 days of the Mishnah, nasa v'nasan asa, or nasa v'nasan muter. In the Gemara was a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said nasa v'nasan aser. Reish Lakish said nasa v'nasan muter. The Gemara said Tanya kavasi de Reish Lakish, which very much would seem to apply that this would be one of the exceptions to the rule where the halacha is like Reish Lakish, not like Rabbi Yochanan. It's interesting because we know the Gemara in the beginning of Acholetz and in a few places of Shah says whenever there's machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, with 3 exceptions. This is not one of the 3 exceptions that are mentioned in those Gemaras. Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, Chalitza Smu Beresh, Machalitza, Loishma Chalitza, right? This is not one of the 3. Yet, from looking at the Gemara, like we did yesterday, Tanya Kavasi the Rish Lakish would seem to suggest that Lach should be like Rish Lakish. It's Tosfos, it's Kasha, here on Davav on the base. Either way, that was just a little bit of a Hakdama to get back into the feel of things, because everything that we just mentioned on some level is going to play itself out in the course of today's Daf and much, much more. So today's Daf is going to be a continuation of achieving a better understanding of the Halacha de Jor. The halacha of lifnei edem shel ovdei kechavim v'chulu. Additionally, like so many of these dafin in Maseches Avodah Zarah, there's going to be a couple of right turns and left turns, a couple of healthy digressions. Either way, says the Gemara again, it's the middle of the Yomid on Davav Amid Beis. L'hashilam v'lishal mehem. So, just to tease apart the Mishnah, a drop better. So high level, we said the Mishnah is saying you're not allowed to transact with an Ovid Kechavim 3 days before his Yom Ha'id. But then the Mishnah singled out specific things. Also, Lasseis for Lasseisimah. I mean, you can't buy and sell, can't transact. Lahashilon, you can't lend him an item, the Lishal Mehen, nor can you borrow something. Lahalvoisam, you can't lend him money, the Lilvoisman, you can't borrow money from him. By the way, Rashi, in the beginning of the Masechta, speaks out what's the difference between Shela and Havad. Don't they both mean loan? So in English they do, but there's a big difference. When somebody is a shayel, he's borrowing something, he has achrayas on it, he has to return the thing that he's borrowing. He's even chayev an oitzen. Somebody borrows money, you don't have to return the $100 that you borrowed. You have an obligation, an IOU, to return money, shibuda, dayraisa, derabonan, whole bunch of sugyas, but as it relates to the thing itself that you took, you have no chiv achrayas, whatever the terms of the loan was. At that point, you're going to have an obligation to pay it back. But the bottom line is that you're not allowed to lend an item or borrow an item. You can't lend money or borrow money. And lefayron, you can't pay back a loan, but lefray man, nor can you take payment. One of the things the Gemara is going to try to figure out now is, why do we need all these different cases? And is there a chiddush in all these cases? Do we even understand all these cases? So the first part of the daf is going to go into the nuance of some of these cases. Until now, we've been saying, high level, what does the Mishnah say? Now we have to really go l'matame asar tfachim and try to understand every single nuance. Again, so zok tehilu gigamaru, l'hashilon v'lishol mehem v'chulu. It's also to lend an item to a ben noyach lefnei edem shalav v'kham shalish yomim heim v'lo yedem. And it's also asa to borrow. So the Gemara says, v'shalom l'hashilom, I understand why you can lend him something to Kamar Vichlu, because you're going to be benefiting him. You're giving him something. Oh, wow, I just borrowed something. He has something today that he didn't have yesterday. Now we have to be concerned. Avalishal Mehen. But to take something from him, Ma'ute Kamim Ma'itlohu. L'chayra, you're taking something from him. He may never see this again. So if that's the case, why would that be a problem? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Gzeira Lishal Mehen Atu La'ashun. You're 100% right. There's no reason in the world why it should be us to borrow from the Ovid Kechav. But being that you can lend him something makes a lot of sense. Don't be a shayel, atu, you might be a mashal. Rava, Amar Rava said, kula mishum da azul umaydeho. No, just like we understand you can be a mashal, you can't lend him something, so do we understand that you can't be a shayel. And the reason is because why can't you lend him something? Because he's going to be so excited on the Yom Ha'ed that he just borrowed something that he's going to be azul umaydeho. Well, if he lends something to you, he's also going to be so excited. So where's the excitement going to be manifest? So Rashi says, because he's going to feel very good that he had something that his Jewish neighbor didn't have. So that too is going to get him to the point to being azul umaydeho. So says Rav, you don't have to say that really the Sibas HaTakana only makes sense for La'ashilon, but also lisho gzeira atu La'ashilon. The same underlying svara that you have La'ashilon, you have for lisho mehen as well. La'alvoisam v'lilvoisam. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said the same is true when it comes to borrowing and lending money. So, Mishnah, la'alvoisam, I understand why you shouldn't be allowed to lend the pig in money, misham to kamar v'chol, because again, you're benefiting something to him. El lilvois mehen, amai loy. But why is it asid to borrow from him? Amar Abayis. Abayis said the same teretz, gzeira lilvois mehen, atu la'alvoisam. It really doesn't make any sense that it should be a problem to borrow from him, because to the contrary, you're taking money from him that he may never see again. But being that you can't be a malva, so gzeira loiva atu malva. Rava, Amar Rava said, kula mishum da azul umaydeho. The same exact Rava. No, it's all predicated on being an azul umaydeho. And being that it's predicated on being an azul umaydeho, so just like he's going to be Azal Amayda. If he's the Loiva, he'll also be Azal Amayda. If he's the Malva feels good about himself, and as a result, that too is something that you're not allowed to do. L'fayron v'lefray mehem. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to pay down a loan that you owe him, nor can you collect payment. So again, Bishlaim, l'fayron, Bishlaim, I understand you can't pay down a loan, Bishlaim, to come arbechlo. The person's going to be thrilled. His loan was paid up. L'fray mehem. But to take payment, me'ute me'mayit lohu. Why is that a problem? You're taking from him. So again, simdritin mul. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, gzera l'fray mehem. You're right, really, there shouldn't be any reason that it should be usur to take payment, but being that you can't pay, we had him enforce it by making gzeri, you can't take payment either. Rava, Amar Rava said the same teretz, kulam bishum da azul umaydu. This is all related to azul umaydu. Either way, a machloikas abayi v'rava, as it relates to three of the cases, right? As it relates to why you're not allowed to borrow an item from him, why you're not allowed to borrow money from him, and why you're not allowed to take payment on a loan from him. According to Abaye, there's no reason in the world that should be a problem. To give him something is kamarvachlu, but to take something in return, that shouldn't be an issue. It says Abaye, true, but it's a gzeira, meaning don't borrow because you might lend. Don't be a loiva because you might be a malva. Don't take payment because you might make a payment. Rava says, no, it's all about azul umayda, and being that it's all about azul umayda, just like there's a svar of azul umayda, when you give him something, there's also a svar of azul umayda when you have to come on to him. Now the Gemara, however, pivots a drop. And the Gemara says, why do I need all these cases? So we have the machloikas abayi v'rava, understanding the Mishnah a little bit better. But why do I need all these cases? Meaning the Mishnah had to tell me, you can't do masu matan, lashu and velisha, lahavois and velilvois, lefayr and velifayr, man. Notice, all three of the machloikas in Abaye v'Rava, as it relates to the other side, were the same exact machloikas. It was Abaye l'shitasei three times, it was Rava l'shitasei three times. High level, the Mishnah just means don't transact. So why did the Mishnah have to tell me all these different cases? Says the Gemara v'tzrichi, we needed it. The Tana l'asseis v'lasseis imam. Had it only said l'asseis v'lasseis imam, I would have thought Mishum to kamar v'chlo, because you're doing business with the person. You're doing business, azul l'mayda. That's going to cause him to be azul l'mayda. Avol l'shal mehen. But if you want to borrow from him, the me'ut they come in my lahu, in which case you're being memayim shapradami. I would have thought that's okay. Now, notice, it sounds like from the Gemara that had it said losses for losses iman alone, I would have known that it's asa lahasha, right? I just would have known that it's asa lishal. Why is it asa lishal? But that's the part of she'ela that would have been the chiddush. Now, the iton alishal mayhem, had it said no, it's asa to even borrow from him, I would have thought mishum de chashivale, because this is something that's chashiv to him, milsa, the azul umayda, and that's going to cause him to be azul umayda. Avaluvais mayhem, but to take money from him, tsar ba'alma islay. All you're doing is you're giving him tsar, and the reason is because he doesn't think he's ever going to get payment. So if he gives you an item, so he knows you're going to watch it. But if he lends you money, right? It's a fundamental difference. The item you're keeping, so you're keeping, probably he'll get it back. But the money that you're spending, Mehecha Tasty is ever going to have it. So I would have thought that maybe that should be Mutter, because Omar, he's going to say, Tuv Lehadri Zuzi, I'm never going to see the money again. That's why the Mishnah had to mention the case of Ava. And again, not to teach me that it's also to be Malva, that's Pshita, once I know Lases for Lases, but to teach me you can't be a Loiva. Vitana Lilvois Mem, and had it said Lilvois Mem, I would have told Mishnah to come about Karche Mifrana. I would say that, listen, this guy is going to say, trust me, he's going to pay me back. I know some people in Brooklyn, he's going to pay me. He doesn't have a choice. And as a result, right now, even though he's out of pocket, but at the same time, he's going to be azul umayda. Avali para mehen. But if you want to take payment from the guy, the sulay hadri zuzi, in that case, once he makes the payment, now it's game over, right? Now he doesn't have the money. I would have thought all he's going to have is sar from it, and he's for sure not going to be azul umayda. Tzricha, that's why I needed all the cases. So really, what emerges from the Gemara is that there's a chiddush in each one of these cases, which seemed obvious. There had to be. Now we know what the chiddush is. But also notice that the chiddush was not that I wouldn't know that you can lend them an item or you can't lend them money, you can't make payment. That's pasha. If you can't be doing business with him, you can't be lending him things, you can't be making payments. But there's another part of the Mishnah, which really the Amayram struggled to understand a little bit. You also can't take from him. You can't be a shayel. You can't be a loiva. You can't collect payment. Those three chidushim are things that I would never know one from the other. And that's why the Mishnah had to mention Lishal, and the Mishnah had to mention Lilvois, and the Mishnah had to mention all those other halachas, because those are things that I wouldn't have necessarily known. But the point is, this is the tzricha of the Gemara. Now, Tosfos speaks out, there's a few Tosfos in over here in Pshat, we're not going to go through them, but just Tosfos speaks out, Bederech Agam, in his discussion of the Gemara, that these tzrichas of the Gemara is true, bein according to Rav and bein according to Abaye. It's nothing to do with the machloikas Abaye and Rav. Because at the end of the day, say according to Rav and say according to Abaye, there is a chiddush that even something that at first glance doesn't seem like is benefiting this pagan is going to be aser, and each one has its own wrinkle of a chiddush, and that's why the Mishnah had to go ahead and mention all three of these things. There's one takeaway for sure from this Gemara, besides for now hopefully understanding the Mishnah a lot better, and that is, Abaye and Rav are both talking, and Abaye and Rav both seem to be saying the same thing, that the yisoid of the Isser, of the Fnei Edem Shalayv, the Kechavim Shalayv Yamim, is Harvacha, that was the Lashon of Abaye, or Azulumayda, that was the Lashon of Rav, which mean the same thing. It's related to Yisham Al Picha. So the Rishonim say that L'chayra, why did Rashi B'tchivas HaMasech to say V'kulu Mishum Da'azul L'mayta L'avayit Yitzchom V'yayim Eidai? When we finished yesterday's daf, it sounded like it was in Iboyot L'yivshita Metanaf Kamina L'alacha Semehecha Tesi Rashi knew to be machria one way. And befrat, Rashi's not a poisik, Rashi's a mefarish. How did Rashi know to be mefarish, the pshuto yishal mikra of the Mishnah, related to azul amayda? Maybe it's related to v'lif ne'iva le'site michshol. The teretz is from yesterday's daf, there was no hachra. But from this gemara that we just started right now, it's clear, hen shitas abaya, hen shitas rava, are explaining the Mishnah related to Azul Amayda, L'chura, this is where Rashi got it from. Either way, going back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was mentioned as a Das Yachid who was chaylek on one of the halachas that we just mentioned. Rabbi Yehuda sent it from Meher, that if you want to take payment from a pagan, L'fnei Edem Shalav D'Chav M'Shalei Sh'yamim, that's something you're allowed to do, M'pnei Shem Meitzer Hula, because that's really causing him pain. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with everything in the Mishnah, but to take payment, that already not. And the reason is because that, for sure, is causing him pain. Why when you're being a shayel? Nah. Because when you're being a shayel, you're taking something from him, but in his mind, he feels good that you're coming on to him. To the extent that you're being a loiva, again, you're taking money from him, he feels very good about himself. The reason he feels very good about himself is because he knows that if he wants, he knows some people who'll be able to collect payment. But if he is going to pay down a loan, he says, why would that be something you're not allowed to do? Not to pay him, of course you can't do that. But from Mehen, to collect payment from him, that's something that you are allowed to do. And the reason is, there's no svara of Azul Umayta. Amru Loyda Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Afa Pisha Meitzar Hu'ach. I agree with you. Right now, he's going to be Bitzar. When he wakes up in the morning and he chaps, he's debt free, he's going to be very happy. And as a result, this is something you're not allowed to do. Because ultimately, when it comes to Yom Ha'ed, he's going to be Azul Amayda. That's why this is something that's not okay. So the Gemara says that there seems to be a fundamental machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Meaning, it sounds like, what's the machloikis? The machloikis is, right now, when the guy makes payment, but afterwards, when he doesn't have the loan anymore, that burden, so then he feels very good about himself. It sounds like the Chachamim are willing to see the big picture. And the Chachamim say, I know right now this payment is painful, but Lamaisa, at the end of the day, he's going to be very happy. Therefore, there's a Chashash Azul Lamaida, and that's why this is going to be awesome. Rabbi Yehuda is looking in the moment. He's not thinking about the future. He's not focusing on the past. He's very present right now. He's saying, this second right now, he's bizarre. This transaction cannot be forbidden. And as a result, this is something that's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally holds that there's no such svar of afa pisha meitzer achshav, sameach ula achar zman. No, if you're meitzer achshav, that's what we focus on. We don't say, because you're going to be sameach ula achar zman, so we look at this as some positive development in your life. Frank the Gemara, I have a problem with that, because there's another shittas Rabbi Yehuda that seemed to address something which is really very, very different than the sugya that we're learning right now. But if you appreciate what underlies the halacha, might actually be one and the same. Since the Gemara of Atanya, we learned to the Brides, read that Rabbi Yehuda said, Isha leitasu b'mayit. Rabbi Yehuda said, a woman is not allowed to apply sid, so this was some cosmetic, on chalamayit, mepnei shen nivul hula. The reason is because even though this sid is done to beautify, but in the short term, it makes her look nivul, and that's not something you're allowed to do on Moed. Moed, Rabbi Yehuda stating that, Rabbi Yehuda said, I agree, that if it's a Sid, that she'll be able to remove on Moed, so that on Moed itself, she's already going to reap the benefits of this thing that she just did, then she's allowed to do it. Why? Because even though right now, in the short term, it's going to cause her pain, now that it causes yourself pain on Moed, but on Moed itself, she's going to be besimcha. So in the event that she's not going to have any benefit from it on Moed, so then she can't do it, because all she's doing is causing herself pain on Moed, which is not something you're allowed to do, right? If, however, on Yontif itself, she's going to benefit, then it's okay. In the short term, she's causing herself pain. I don't focus on short-term pain. What I look at is the long-term goals and the long-term benefits that I'm going to get. What's the kasha? So you see, Rabbi Yehuda says, even though this second it's a maisa tzar, but as long as it's going to be sameach la'achar zman, so I'm going to focus right now and look at it as if it's already an act of simcha. So if Rabbi Yehuda says that we say that even though this second it's sad, later it's simcha, I'll treat it today as if it's simcha. So Rabbi Yehuda Shitas, he should have held in our Mishnah that you're allowed to collect payment, because even though it's meitzah lo yachsha, but it's going to be sameach lachas man. The machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah is not a technical machloikis, it's more of a halachic machloikis. How do I view a situation like this where it's meitzah rachshav and it's sameach lachas man? It seemed to have a stira between these two Rabbi Yehudas, and the Gemara to answer this kasha is going to say two terutzim. Amar of Nachman Yisro, Nachman Yisro. Yishtelin tzu hilchis avodah zarah to hilchis moyed hanach hilchis moyed the kulu meitzer achshas sameach la'achazman. Ordinarily, meitzer achshas sameach la'achazman would be treated maybe as meitzer, which is the way Rabbi Yehuda treats it. However, when it comes to hilchis moyed, you find that Chazal worked with such a svara. The reason is because if you were not allowed to do something on moyed that's meitzer achshav, even though it's going to be sameach la'achazman, well, then basically a lot of things that we do on Moed, you wouldn't be allowed to do. Rashi says you wouldn't be able to shecht. Maybe you wouldn't be able to cook. Right? Why are you allowed to cook on Moed? Right? Schwitzing in the kitchen? That could be meitzar, hu achshav, but it's a meich lachazman. The Teretz is Gan Silchas Moed is predicated on this principle. So even though Rabbi Yehuda, maybe in other areas in Shas, holds not hanach lehilchas Moed. What's up with Hilchas Moed? Hilchas Moed is different. It's an anomaly. It's an exception to the rule. You see, Chazal treated Moed a little differently than they treated other areas in Halacha as it relates to this. Ravina, Amar Ravina said a different reason. He said, when it comes to Oivik Kechavim paying down a loan, he's not going to be Sameach Lachas Man. And the reason is because in his mind, he was never going to pay this loan. And when he wakes up the next morning debt free, he's going to say, why am I debt free? I have to fire my lawyers, my accountants. Why in the world am I debt free? Why did I pay this loan? There had to have been another way of doing this. He's going to be Meitzer Achshav. He's going to be Meitzer Lachazman. He disagrees with the underlying Svara, with the Balabatish guide of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of the Benayach is that he's going to be Ba'atzvus Lachazman. And it's for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, I agree. If you're Sameach Lachazman, for sure, we would view it now as a nice so simcha. Stating that, I hold that it says the Gemara. So in our Mishnah, we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yudan the Chachamim, whether you nifroin mihen or ein nifroin mehen, right? According to the Chachamim, no, it's one of the things that you're not allowed to do. According to Rabbi Yudan, yeah, we have a machloikis now, Rav Nachman, by Yitzchak and Ravina, what's Poshib Shad in Rabbi Yehuda. But the bottom line is, these are the two shita. Says the Gemara, there's actually a third shita. There's a third shita, we're going to see. It's the shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. And from the fact that our Mishnah mentioned two shitas and not that third shita, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that's a raya, says the Gemara, that masnisin the like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. And really what it means is that the two shitas mentioned in the Mishnah are both not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So who's this Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? The Tanya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said, mal b'shtar, if it's a milva b'shtar, so if the loan is recorded in a shtar, ein nifroin mehen. So then the halach is, you're not allowed to take payment. Milva al peh, nifroin mehen. If, however, it's a milva al peh, then you're allowed to. Mebneishu kematzel miyadim. Because in that situation, you're actually saving the money from them. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha made a very rational pshara as it relates to this machloekis Rabbi Yudan the Chacham. He said, I think it depends on whether the Milva's recorded. If it's not recorded, if it's recorded, at some point this guy's going to have to make payment. You know, which I tell you, you have a shtar, there's a mortgage, there's a deed, they're going to foreclose, right? So you have no choice. So mean that you have no choice. So over there, there's no question in the world that he's going to be Samech Lachazman. If he's going to be Samech Lachazman, ain't it from man? Even though it's Meitzer Achshav, but it's going to be a problem. If it's a Milva Alpeh, then you have the Svar of Evika Chavli in Yipurayim La'ilam Meitzer. And in that case, the halacha is that you are not, in that case, the halacha is that Nifron Mehen, if you want to take payment, you're going to be allowed to take payment. Now notice, Rabbi Shulman Karcha added a few words. He said, the reason why Milval Pen Nifron Mehen is Mipnesha Hu Kematzel Miyodan. The Rishonim struggle a little bit. Why is he saying that Svar of Nesha Hu Kematzel Miyodan? Pasha, Rabbi Shulman Karcha is just being Machriya between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Sometimes it's a svar of Avikavlin Perayim Loyla Meitzer, and sometimes not. It depends. If it's Peshtar, so he knows he's going to have to make the payment. If it's Alpen, not. So what's this Mibnesh Ukamatsal Mayotin? So Andres say that Rabbi Shulman ben Karcha Be'etzim held that it should always be Eina from Mehen, even when it's a Milval Peh. But being that at the end of the day, there's a possibility you're never going to see the money because it's not recorded anywhere. It's a Milval Peh. So because of the Svar of Nesh Ukamatsal Mayotin, that's why Chazal said that if you want to take payment, you can take payment. And the Svar of Nesh Ukamatsal Mayotin overrides the halacha of Nei Edeim Shalayv Dekechav and Shloy Shniyamim. So could be Rabbi Shulman ben Karcha is being machriya in the weeds of the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, or Be'etzin, he holds like the Chachamim, 100%. It should be Ein Nefra Mehen. By Milva Alpeh, the reason the halacha is Nefra Mehen is simply B'bnei Shul Kamehatsa Be'odin. This is a little bit of a discussion in the Rishonim. Either way, we're about to do a major, major digression. How major? It's going to take us all the way to the Mishnah Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We'll do this quickly. And that is, we just mentioned Masis and the late Rabbi Yehuda ben Karcha, and the Gemara now is going to mention a whole bunch of different halachas related to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Zokti Gemara, Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Achayid, Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Yosef was once sitting behind Rabbi Abba, Yosef, Rabbi Abba, Kamid, Rav Huna. And Rabbi Abba was sitting in front of Rav Huna. Yosef, Kamid, Rav Huna was darshaning. He said the following. He said, Hilchazik, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Hilchazik, Rabbi Yehuda. The Allah is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, and the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. So these were the two things Rav Huna said. Hilchazik, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Hilchazik, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara said, Hilchazik, Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua did he mean? Meaning, which Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? Damar, Unzir, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Who was machriya in the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim Nifra Mehem between Milva B'shtar and Milva Alpeh? Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda was referring to when he said Hilchas Kavasid, Rabbi Yehuda the Tanya, we learned it a braisa. No, saying Tzemer Litzaba. If somebody gives wool to a tzaba, and by the way, this is not a Detanya, this is actually a Detnan. This is a Mishnah, and it's a Mishnah Masechtas Bava Kama. So if somebody gives wool to a dyer, Adam, and he told him, I want you to make it red, but Shachar, and he made it black. Shachar Batzavayal. To him to make it black, he ended up making it red. So again, you go to the tailor, you hire him, and you ask him, could you please dye this and dye it black? It comes back red. We can do it a red suit. You wanted it red, it came back black, right? So Rameir says, Noisim loid meit smaroi. The halacha is that the tzaba has to make the balatzemer, the person that gave the wool, this balabas, whole, and he keeps this thing that he took. You say the Sheetz Rameir, we're not learning this now, is Kol HaMishanah Midas Bail of Nikr Gassel. Sheetz Rameir. Rameir holds that an artisan, someone that's paid to do a job, if he doesn't do exactly what he was instructed to do, he's called a gazlan. We know a gazlan is kind of a shinoi. So what happens is when he makes the shinoi, erhes da gazlan, as a result, he now owns, because a gazlan is kind of a shinoi, he's the balabas. What do you have to pay? You have to pay kishas akzela. Whatever the thing was worth at the time that you stole it, that's when you need to pay. Says, look, Rameir, nicely, it's made smart. Whatever the tzemer was worth, that's what you're going to have to give. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Im kein nimmt ze mistaker bishinuyov. Lashon Rashi. Lashon Rabbi Yehuda and Bava Kama. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no way. I'm not comfortable with this tzaba all of a sudden, you know, opening up a business. Before you know, he's going to have 100 stores all over the country. With this is what he does for a living, right? He takes people's things and he makes a mistake. And then he ends up profiting. All he has to do is be nice and light, made smart, right? I mean, if you do enough volume, could become a great Gavir with such a geschäft. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not comfortable with this. This guy now is going to be profiting off this. That's not the halacha. Okay, so then what's the halacha? The halacha is like this. You give the balabas, the balatzemer back his item with the shvach, meaning this appreciated item, right? Why is it worth more? Because it was dyed, albeit not the color you wanted it. But at the same time, is appreciated, he has to give you back, you the tzaba, the lesser of the value of the shvach or the demei yitzia, the amount of money that you invested into it. So let's see, in the tzai, if the shvach is greater than the yitzia, noisin loy es hayitzia, then the balat semer gives the tzaba the yitzia, the mighty zera la shvach. If the yitzia, the expenses that he put into this, was worth more than the shvach, noisin loy es hashvach. In other words, yad Hagazlin, Yad Ha'umon, Yad HaMishana is always going to be Allah Tachtoina. So either way, again, Rav Yosef and Rav Abba are sitting in the presence of Rav Huna. Rav Yosef is sitting Achiri de Rav Abba, he's like faced the other way, and Rav Huna is darshaning. And Rav Huna says, Talach is like Meshuvah ben Karcha, Talach is like Rav Yehuda. Talach is like Meshuvah ben Karcha in our sugya, and Talach is like Rav Yehuda in Mashvach Yeser al Yitzia, Noisim es Hayitzia, Vayitzia Yiseir al Hashvach, Noisim es Hashvach. So as Rav Huna says these two Allah, is Adrinu Rav Yosef Lapi. Rav Yosef turned around and he said like this, I understand why the Rebbe Rav Huna has to say that the halacha is like Rav Yishuv ben Karcha. I would have thought, no way. Why not? Because Yochid v'Rabim, halacha k'Rabim. Because based on Kol HaYapsak, if there's a machloek between a Yochid and a Rabim, we always paskin like the Rabim. So over here, Kamash Malon, halacha k'Yochid. That's a very big chiddush. I understand Rav Huna. El halacha k'Rav Yehuda l'amali. But Rebbe, why do you need to say that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda? Pshita, it's so pashit. Now, why is it pashit that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda? Says the Gemara, the machloek is ve'acha kachstam, hilchikos kachstam. Because the rule is that if you have a Mishnah, and in that Mishnah is a machloek is regarding a certain item, and achar kach, afterwards, there's another Mishnah. This time, the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, where it's Machriya, like one of the two Tzadim. So the halach is, Machloik is ve'achakach Stam, always halach is like a Stam. So Tainik Rav Yosef to Rav Huna, Machloik is ve'bava kamo, ve'stam ve'bava mitziyo. And this Machloik is remain Rabbi Yehuda over here in Mesechtes Bava Kamo, is a Stam Mishnah above mitziyo. The Tanan, where's the Stam Mishnah above mitziyo? Now we just mentioned the Stam, the Machloik is in Bava Kamo. Where is it in above mitziyo? Kol Mishani Yodei Ala Tachtoino. That's what we need. Went through that too fast. Kol HaMeshane Yodai Ala Tachtoina. That sheet is Rabbi Yehuda. By the way, V'chalach Izer Boy Yodai Ala Tachtoina. But we need the first part. So Tainid Rav Yosef to Rav Huna. He says, Rav Huna, why you had to say Halacha Rav Shuvan Karcha? I understand. But why you had to say that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? It's Pashin. It's Machloikis V'achal Kach Stam. And the rule of thumb is, machloikis v'achakach stam, halachakach stam. And this is a machloikis above a kama, stam above a mitziah. So what comes first? Above a kama, above a mitziah, right? So it's machloikis first, because above a kama comes first. V'achakach stam, because above a mitziah comes achakach above a kama. So this is your classic, machloikis v'achakach stam. So why would you have to tell me that halach is like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says Rav Huna. Kasha, why did Rav Huna have to say, Rav Huda stop saying things everybody knows? So Rav Huna, Bishum, the Ainsei de la Mishnah. Because Rav Huna knows Ainsei de la Mishnah. He says, the Mishnah is not written in any particular order. Ikla Meimer, because you could always say, Stam, Tana Beresha. V'achakach machloikis. That's why Rav Huna had to say. Rav Huna knows the two Mishnahis. He knows everyone else knows the two Mishnahis. He also knows machloikis v'achakach stam, alochikis stam. But what about stam v'achakach machloikis? That is not necessarily halacha kistam. And being that ein seder l'mishnah, so it's for that reason he needed to tell you that this is the halacha. I mean, if you knew it was machlok zvach kachstam, then had a chinami. Zil kari beirav. But how are you supposed to know? But the Gemara says, yachi ebazai, kol machlok zvach kachstam, lema ein seder l'mishnah. So Rav Huna, that means you took this whole cloud called machlokes v'achakach stam halachakach stam and you threw it out the window because it's never something you're going to be able to benefit from because you're going to always say, I don't know, maybe above a mitzvah came before above a kama. You're never going to know what's what. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna is going to say, no, it's not true. We still need the rule. Because kilo yaminin ain't say there. When do we say ain't say the mishnah? That's only b'chad ha-mesechta. A betray mesechti yaminin. Meaning there's a nafgamina between one mesechta and between two mesechta. So Avada, he knows there's something called Seidel Mishnah, and as a result, it is Negeya. It is Negeya that Locha Machloikis Ve'achakach Stam. But at the same time, when you're dealing with two different Mesechtes, so over there already, Mehechatesi. Okay, so Rav Huna L'chayr explained himself up. Rav Yosef said, Rav Huna, I don't know why you would have to tell me that Locha is like Rabbi Yehuda, it's Machloikis Ve'achakach Stam. The answer is, what do you mean? It's two mesachtes. So if it's two mesachtes, how do I know which one came first? So why was Rabbi Yosef didn't know this, right? I mean, everything that we're saying now. Maybe we didn't know, but Tam Yerom for sure knew. So still, what was Rabbi Yosef's taina? Says the Gemara, the immortal words, for Rabbi Yosef, kumen nezikin chadam mesechti. Because Rabbi Yosef held that ganz nezikin is chadam mesechta. So if it's all one mesechta, so it's for sure machloikis vacha kachstam. And if it's for sure machloikis vacha kachstam, so there's no reason we should be having this conversation. Rashi says, what does it mean, kumen nezikin chadam mesechta? So the Hilgir Rashi, two words, plus above it. Kulin Ezekin Chadam Esechta doesn't mean the entire Seydin Ezekin. It means the three Bavis. When we learned Bava Kama, we had some raid bites from Abruvim Margolis and some soy for a lot of raid on this. But either way, this Rashi over here is a very important Maramakin, tucked away. Kulin Ezekin Chadam Esechta. The Ibai Yisheim in the Gemara says another explanation for why Rav Yosef might have been taken aback of why Rav Huna needed to say that the halacha is like Rubit. Again, Rav Huna said the halacha is like Shub and Karch, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef heard him say it. He said, I understand why you had to say the halacha is like Shub and Karch. He's a Yachid, usually Yachid Rab, halacha Rab. But why do you have to say that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda? Now, initially the Gemara understood that the reason Rav Yosef felt that way, this is the nusach we had, is because it's a machloikis vacha kachstam, and machloikis vacha kachstam, halacha kistam. Now, the Gemara said that Rav Huna would defend himself by saying that being that it's two different mesechtes, mechatesi, the machloikis came first, maybe the stam came first. Rav Yosef doesn't know that. Rav Yosef holds kulin nezikin chadam mesechti. In the Ibai Yisema, Rav Yosef agrees that maybe kulin nezikin is lav chadam mesechti. And as a result, based on the machloikis and the stam, I don't know which one came first. And as a result, it would be necessary. It would be very necessary for Rav Huna to say that Allah is like Rav Yehuda. Why then did Rav Yosef take umbrage to what Rav Huna said? Vos keitem in Leben. That Rav Huna said that Allah is like Rav Yehuda. It's very important to know it's a machloikis v'achakach stam and not the other way around. So the Gemara says, Mishun diktani lo gabi hilchus apsikto. The reason Rav Yosef felt the way he felt is because this stam isn't just the stam Mishnah. It says it by hilchus apsikto. Where is that? That Mishnah Bava Metzia. And what does it say there? Kol ha-mishana yodei ala tachtoino, v'chol ha-chizir ba yodei ala tachtoino. And being that it says it by Hilchas HaPsikta, over there it's Pashat, that's what Halach is. So even if this was a Stam v'achakach machloik, it's still the Halach would be like this Stam. And that was Rabbi Yosef's Taina. His Taina wasn't machloikis v'achakach Stam. His Taina was diktoni lo gabi Hilchas HaPsikta. Now there's machloikis Rashi and Tosfos, Pashat Pshat, what the Gemara means. And really it comes down to the girsa of the Gemara. Rashi's girsa is the ktani la gabe hilchas apsikta. It says this halacha by a hilchas apsikta. And the way Rashi explains it is that it says it next to another halacha of kolachiz v'yada tachtoina, and we paskin like that other halacha. So it means that we paskin like that other halacha, and it says this by that halacha. So if the halacha is by that, so the halacha is also by this. Through osmosis, it must be the way it is. But the punchline is the word gabe. Tosfos says, loy garsinon gabe. We don't have that gersa. So if it doesn't say gabe, so what does the Gemara mean? Mishun diktani la hilchas apsikta. It's not the location. It's not the nekuda. It's more, says Tosfos, that it says it like it's a halacha. Kol ha-mishane yodel ha-tachtoy. It's not where it says it, it's the way it says it. Click is Rashi and Tosfos. But either way, we have two mahalchim over here. Why Rav Yosef got very, very dramatic when he heard Rav Huna say the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, right? Hilchas HaKavasi Rav Yishuv and Karcha, that's our sugya, that's our chiddush. But Hilchas HaKavasi Rav Yehuda, that Kol HaMishana Yoda La Tachtoina, why is that a chiddush? Why is that a chiddush? It's so posh. And the Gemara two pshatim why Rav Yosef felt that way. Either because it's a machloikis v'achakach stam, and that loch is like a stam, or it's because it's tani la, either gabi hilchas apsikta, girsas rashi, or the tani la hilchas apsikta, or ki hilchas apsikta, girsas toises. Toises over here in the sugya asks another kasha, which every single person in our chabura be'etzen has a right to ask. And that is, I have a better reason why Rav Huna should not have had to have said that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Because it's a machlokes Ramei Rav Yehuda. And how many times over the years have we mentioned the Gemara in Erevin Memvav, where the Gemara says whenever there's a machlokes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So again, this is another Ayin Sham Toises, but this is Toises Kasha, that the Gemara is trying to find, right, just to appreciate Toises Kasha a little bit better. What was the avoid of this half of Ahmed? Right, the first half of Zayin Ahmed Aleph from Navoid Zara is trying to understand why Rav Yosef was so taken aback when he heard Rav Huna say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know, how are you supposed to know that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda? Kut machlis vachach stam, toni lo gabi hilchus apsikta, p'shashad even what the gers is, because we're not so clear what that even means. What do you mean? It's poshit. This is Kloli HaPsak 101. Kol yapsak is if there's a machlokes remain Rabbi Yehuda, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Toises dibra maschol pshita right here on our Ramad. Either way, so we mentioned Rabbi Shulman Karcha. We're gonna have some more Rabbi Shulman Karcha. Tano Rabban Leiva Adam Lechaver. Person shouldn't tell his friend. Hanirish etamid imi lo erev. Wink, wink. So you meet your friend like Shabbos Mincha, and you tell him, you think maybe we should meet or I should be seen by you, or you know, Yira Yira, you should be seen by me, Kederach Shabalira is right. You think maybe we should somehow get together? Now, what would be the point of these two chevra meeting together? It's not like they want to have pizza. It's because they want to talk business. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, right? So this is like a nishtav Shabbos gera. So says the Braisa, lo yoymar adam l'chaveroi hanirish hatamid imi l'erev. Shulman Karcha, no, yoymar adam l'chaveroi hanirish hatamid imi l'erev. And the reason is because he's saying a piramiza. As long as you don't literally talk about doing business, you didn't violate the iser mimtzoy chetzcha v'dabar dabar, which by the way, is something that's going to come up very much next week, Bezer Hashem in the Daf, but being that you didn't say it meforish, therefore it's going to be okay. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan Hilchasik Rabbi Shulman Karcha. Even though Rabbi Shulman Karcha was a yachid, sounds like he's taking on all the rabbis, but at the same time, here too, like in our sugya, Yochiv Rabbim Halacha Ki Yochid. We're going to pass him like Rabbi Shulman Karcha. Another halacha. Tan Rabbanon Hanishal Chacham. If somebody asks a shayla to a chacham, v'timei, and the chacham said tamei. He didn't get the answer he was looking for. You should not go for a second opinion. If you go to a chacham and he said aser, let's say you went and you asked two chachamim, echad matami v'echad matar, echad oisa v'echad matar. So what should you do? If one of them was bigger, b'chacham v'minyan, if he's the one you should follow him. And if not, you should go b'aser the machmer. This is the halacha. Shulman Karcha, Imre Shulman Karcha said, it depends. B'shal Torah, if we're dealing with din d'oireis, halach achar amachmer. You should go after the machmer. B'shal soifin, if you're dealing with the rabbanon, halach achar amekel. Amarav Yosef. Rabbi Yosef. Amarav Yosef. Hilchos like Rabbi Shulman Karcha. That lachos will be like Rabbi Shulman Karcha. There's a very interesting kloya shas toisus that we're not going to talk about now, but just to put a little bookmark, it's Toisus Dibra Maschel B'shal Torah Halech Achar Machmer. What Toisus brings, a big machlokes Rishonim. In fact, he brings four pshatim in the Rishonim. What you do when the Gemara has two Lishonis. There's an Ikeda Amri and there's an Ikeda Amri. Because really, this Gemara is a little bit of a blueprint of what you do when you're not sure. I asked one rabbi, I asked another rabbi, I don't know. So there's an Indian of which one is Gadol Mechaver B'chachma B'minyan. There's an idea, maybe by Deiraisis, go L'chomer, the Rabbanans, go L'kula. The Rishonim saw this as a platform, a place to launch into this whole sidebar discussion. Every time in the Gemara where you have these two Lishonis, how are you supposed to go about it? Ayin Shom B'Toysis, Bezer Hashem, we'll get back to this at some point. Tan Rabbanan, another digression of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. V'kulan shechazru behen. So who are the kulan? So Rashi says, four lines from the bottom, a gazlonim v'amei ha'aretz koi. It's referring to gazlonim and amei ha'aretz. So a gazlin has a special place in halacha, as does an amei ha'aretz. A gazlin's special place in halacha is, to keep things simple, he's pasuleidus. Not a swear, he's a chashud ha'shvuasa. Amei ha'aretz is chashud on trumas ha'maisres. So if you have a gazlin or and an amma aretz, shechazru bahen, the chayze b'tshuva, ein mekablin, oysa noilam, Meir says we're never going to be mekablin or tshuva. It's not something that we are going to be able to live with, meaning we don't trust them. Rabbi Huda says, it depends. Chazru bahen b'matmoinios, in the event that they were chayzer, but they did it quietly, then ein mekablin oysa, then we don't trust that it's sincere. But faresia, if they did it faresia, mekablin oysa, then we accept it. Ikadami. Speaking of two lishonos, ikad amri, we have another lishna in what Rabbi Yehuda meant. Asu divreim b'matmoinios, if they did what they did b'matmoinios, meaning not chazru behem b'matmoinios, but the original sin was done b'matmoinios, it was done quietly mekablin oisan, then they could do tshuva. B'farhesia, if however it was done b'farhesia and mekablin oisan, if you look at the top line of Rashi, hoyul u pakru kol kach shuv ein oisan liban losh b'tshuva shalom, because if they did their original aver b'farhesia, we don't trust they're ever going to do a proper tshuva. Reb Shimon, Reb Yeshua ben Karcha Oimrim, Benkach u Benkach. It doesn't matter. Matmoinius, not that Matmoinius. It doesn't matter how they did the sin or how they did the tshuva. Mekablin oisam. We're always mekabel shemem, as the pasuk says. Shuvu banim shayvavim. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, second Rashi on the Yomid, Mashma Mezidin Ufer Hesia. It's Mashma was done b'mezid, even if it was done b'far Hesia. So it doesn't matter how it was done, how b'far Hesia was done. There's an Indian of Shuv Ubanim Shot Vavim. Who do we paskin like? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ish Kfarak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchasa Ka'osei Hazog. We paskin like Oysa Azog, Reb Shimon, and Reb Shua ben Karcha, that Benkach hu Benkach, Mekablan Oysa. We're going to get back to this if we have time. Be'ezer Hashem. So, the Mishnah Vayter. So again, we return to our regular program, and that is Lifnei Eidem Shalayv, the Kacham Shalayshah Yomim, Asa Lassas, Velassas, Sima. So we saw already in yesterday's daf that there is a Baal Plukta on the Stam Mishnah. Who's the Baal Plukta? It's Rabbi Shmuel. What was Rabbi Shmuel's chiddush? That just like it's Asur 3 days before the Yom Ha'ed, it's also Asur 3 days after the Eid. We said Rabbi Shmuel's mentioned in a Mishnah later. This is the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Shloisha Lifneyen, Vishloisha Lachreyem Asur. It's not only 3 days before that are Asur, but 3 days after the Asur is of the Chachamim. Oimer, the Chachamim say Tzim Sveitim al Lifnei Eidem Asur, Lachrey Eidem Mutter. Only Lifnei Eidem is going to be Asur, but Lachrey Eidem is really going to be Mutter. Omer Rav Tachlivi Bar Avdimi, Omer Shmuel, Rav Tachlivi Bar Avdimi said in the name of Shmuel, Yoim Echad, for the ones that keep Sunday or Yom Aleph, right? The first day of the week as a Chagah, L'divri Rabbi Yishmol, if you hold like Rabbi Yishmol, L'oilam Aser, what's going to emerge is that it's always going to be Aser to do business with those pagans. So there were pagans that used to celebrate Sunday as a Eid. By the way, we mentioned yesterday that there are censored Girsois of the Talmud Bavli that said not Yom Aleph, but Yom Noitzri, which of course, is a holiday for the Noitzer. But the point is, Yom Aleph, Sunday, according to Rabbi Shmuel, what's going to come out is, La'olam Aser, it's always going to be Aser to do business with them. What's the reason? Because Sunday is the Yom Ha'ed. 3 days before, Hein B'loy Yedeim. 3 days afterwards, again, Hein B'loy Yedeim. So you're going to have the whole week, right? It's easy math. It's the Yontif itself, Sunday. The 3 days before Sunday, 3 days after Sunday. All you have to know is there's 7 days a week. So 3 plus 1 plus 3, you end up with 7. So Yoyim Aleph, L'divrei, Rabbi Yishmael, L'Oilam Aser. Tosfos on Davav Amid Aleph. The first time that the Gemara mentioned this, asks, what's the Chiddush of Shmuel? What's Shmuel's chiddush? What? Minyana asal ashmin? Which says easy math, right? Sunday is a Yom Ha'ed. Okay, either it is or it isn't. So if Sunday is a Yom Ha'ed, then L'chaira, Rabbi Shmuel holds 3 days before, 3 days after. So what exactly is the chiddush? So Tosfos says that it could be Shmuel was being mechadish that Rabbi Shmuel is so machmer when it comes to Eidayim, and he's so married to his shita that it's not only 3 days before, 3 days after, that he's willing to say you can never do business with a Noitzer. Meaning, there could have been a Havamina, that, yeah, this is a Chumrah. So it will be Machmer, where it's a Gzeira, Sherei Vatzibu, Yechayvim Lamlipa. But if you're going to go ahead and you're going to say that you can never do business with someone who celebrates Sunday as a Yontif, I mean, maybe that's Gzeira Shein Rei Vatzibu, Yechayvim Lamlipa. Maybe that's something that's just not tenable. And maybe Rabbi Shmuel would not have said his halach in that case. Kamash Malon Shmuel, that even though really it's going to be La'olam Asar, Afilu Hachi, this is something that Rabbi Shmuel is going to hold. And the truth is that this would explain a little bit why Shmuel said his halacha dafka alibi de Rabbi Shmuel, right? Shmuel said his halacha alibi de Rabbi Shmuel. He said, Yoim Aleph l'divri Rabbi Shmuel l'olam aser. I hear. Oh, by the way, Yoim Aleph l'divri achachamim, it's going to be aser Yoim Aleph and the 3 days prior to Yoim Aleph. Why did Shmuel say that? Why is Shmuel focusing on Rabbi Yishmael? So it says Tosfos because the chiddush really of Shmuel is Rabbi Yishmael. There's no chiddush in the Chachamim. What would be the chiddush in the Chachamim? According to the Chachamim, it's a regular Yom Ha'ed. Lifnei Eidem Shalayv the Chachamim Shloisha Yomim. It's going to be Aser. But in Rabbi Yishmael, there's a chiddush. The chiddush is it's going to be Lo'ilam Aser. Whoa, Lo'ilam Aser? Really? We're willing to go to such an extreme? The answer is yes. And it's precisely that. It's precisely that that the Gemara over here was coming to Mechadish. That was the chiddush of Shmuel. If you take a look at the Teres Chaim right here on this Gemara and the Chatchila, you should be looking at Nachi Weinstein's Teres Chaim. So it's a shameless plug, but the new Teres Chaim that was put out with Hagoyes also has a lot of the censored pieces in Teres Chaim, not just from Masechtas Avodah Zarah, but really from other Masechtas as well that were taken out over the years. So in the world of Sfarim that was censored, the Teres Chaim is on the top of the list. And all those censored pieces, many of which can move and are very, very interesting, were put back at the end of the Sefer. There's also a whole Mavui in the beginning of the Sefer to know who the Teres Chaim was, one of the Gedolei Achronim. He lived in the 1600s. But either way, on this Gemara, says the Teres Chaim, maybe you could say a little bit differently. And maybe you can say that really, it's only Alibi de Rabbi Shmuel that Yoim Aleph is going to be Aser. Because the truth is, The Mishnah said, "Lifnei Edem shall over the kechavim shloisha yamim." Also, lasses for lasses ima. The next Mishnah we're going to learn, which is on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, is going to go through all the Edem. The Mishnah says, "Ve'elu Edem shall over the kechavim." This is tomorrow's Daf. Kalanda, Starnura, Kartisin, Yoim Genus Yisham Malchem. It goes through a list. It does not mention Yoim Aleph. There's a specific list of what's mentioned. So the Teres Chaim says, I want to say a Chiddush. I want to say that it could be that according to the Chachamim, there's no Isser, even Shloisha Yom Lefneim, when it comes to the Yoim HaNoitzri, when it comes to Yoim Aleph. It's Dafka Libet Rav Yishmol. And when Shmuel said that Yoim Aleph L'Divrei Rabbi Shmuel L'Olam Aser, he didn't only say L'Divrei Rabbi Shmuel because there's an extra Chiddush L'Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. As Oivis says, Mashra from Tosfos on Davar Amaral. He said L'Divrei Rabbi Shmuel because it's only Alibet Rabbi Shmuel that it's going to be Aser. And it's for that reason, that's the only place that. Now, the truth is, this is Ma'od Matim, and that's part of the reason we're speaking this out now, is because yesterday we made a little bit of a deal in the Pshat of the Gemara. It was Mavur that the Gemara holds that Rabbi Shmuel is not just machmer as it relates to Shloisha Yom Lachrei. The Gemara understood Rabbi Shmuel was a koyach machmer when it comes to this sugya, right? The Gemara had an ibay. Is it heim be'edeim or heim b'loyedeim? The Gemara said, for Rabbi Shmuel, it's mefurish, it's heim b'loyedeim. The Gemara says, yeah, I know in according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's mefurish. But it doesn't mean it's mefurish according to the Chachamim. Why not? What does one have to do with the other? The Teretz says, because Rabbi Shmuel is a machmer be'etza. Not just as it relates to Shloisha Yom Lachrei, but also as it relates to the entire sugya. And it's for that reason, just because Rabbi Shmuel holds up the chumra heim b'loyedeim, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Chachamim also going to hold up the chumra heim b'loyedeim. But Al Kaponim says the Teretz Chaim that there's makim to say, there's makim to say that it could be davka libid Rabbi Yishmael. Davka libid Rabbi Yishmael, it's going to be a problem. And he says it lamaisa. And again, his backup is because the Mishnah says ve'elu edem shaloyv dekechavim. And l'chayra, that is the description of the ikar halacha of the Chachamim, and it doesn't mention Yoim Aleph. So if it doesn't mention Yoim Aleph, must be because Yoim Aleph and Achinami, according to the Chachamim, is not going to be a day. He says it could be, it's a little bit meduyik in the Mishnah as well. Rabbi Shmuel oimer shloisha lifneiem, v'shloisha l'achreiem aser. V'chachamim oimer lifnei edeiem aser, l'achrei edeiem muter. The Chachamim start talking in the beginning of the Masechta, lifnei edeiem shaloyv dekechavim. They say it again. Lifnei Eidayan Asal La'achre Eidayan Mutter. Rabbi Shmuel didn't say the word Eidayan. Rabbi Shmuel Oymer Shloisha Lifneiyan V'Shloisha La'achreiyan. It's the Teres Chaim's Diyak. He said it could be there's a tiny, tiny, subtle Diyak over here to be made. And that is that there's a Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim also in the definition of what it means in Eid. According to Chachamim, it has to be Eidayan. Eidayan meaning next Mishnah, ve'elu edeim shaloyv dekechavim. Rabbi Shmuel never even said the words edeim. So when it says in the next Mishnah, ve'elu edeim shaloyv dekechavim, it's not going back on Rabbi Shmuel. Again, this is not posh the way you would learn. But it's not going back on Rabbi Shmuel because Rabbi Shmuel didn't ever utter the word edeim out of his mouth. What he said simply was lefnei. Then he says that could be the svara is that the chachamim may behold that the whole Isser is related to Takrovis, which is one of the tzadim of the Gemara in the Avavam and Aleph. Even the Rashi and the Mishnah was Mefarish not that way, and we saw from the Machlokes of Ayvarov not that way. But he said, could be it's related to Takrovis. And if it's related to Takrovis, so then Yoim Aleph by the Noitzrim was not a day of Takrovis, and being that it wasn't a day of Takrovis, it's not going to be awesome. He says, Rabbi Shmuel, you know for sure it's not related to Takrovis. How do you know that? Because if Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's awesome Lachare, and also there's no Takrovis anymore. So for sure it would have to be related to what? Some sort of Azul Amoida that's still going to be present 3 days after. It's related to Azul Amoida, so make a tasty. Yom Aleph or Yom Nitzri shouldn't have the Azul Amoida. Again, it's a long Pshat Tavish Tickle. These Teres Chaims, you have to learn like you learn a Marsha. So it's very Pshat Tavish, like you learn a Pnei Yeshua. But Ayin Shum, in terms of just a little bit more Pshat Tavish related to this Gemara. So again, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah began on that base, Lifnei Dem Shloiv Tikacham Shloisha Yom. Then we just had now, in the second Mishnah, Zayin Amid Beis, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Shloisha Lifneiem, V'Shloisha La'achareiem Asa. V'Chachamim Oimerim Lifnei Edeim, Asa La'achareiem Oter. These Chachamim that are mentioned here, the second half of this Mishnah, it's the same Tanakama, right? Tanakama, the first Mishnah. Lifnei Edeim, Shloisha Chachamim, Shloisha Yomim, Rabbi Shmuel, Lifneiem, and La'achareiem, V'Chachamim Oimerim Lifneiem, not La'achareiem. Right, that's what it sounds like. Oh, it's mamish like the Chachamim L'shitasai, right? It's very schwer. Why would you have to mention this shita twice? You just mentioned it a second ago. Why do you have to mention it again? And this is the next Gemara is Kasha. The Gemara is going to say four terus into this Kasha, which is where our daf is going to end. The Chachamim Oyimer Lefnei Edeim Asa Lachre Edeim Mutter. Fate the Gemara. Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. Aren't the Chachamim literally the Tanakama? So the Gemara says Hain Beloy Edeim Ikibina. Kubid is an Afkamina. Kubid an Afkamina is whether it's Hain Be Edeim or it's Hain Beloy Edeim. Tanakama Sava. The Tanakama holds Hain Beloy Edeim. Now, how do you know the Tanakama holds Hain Beloy Edeim? The Gemara proved it. Lefnei Edeim Shal Oyvde Kaychavim Shloy Shayom. For Rabbanan Basroi, whereas the Rabbanan Basroi hold Hain V'Edeim. Because in the Rabbanan Basroi, all it says is Lifnei Edeim. It doesn't say Lifnei Edeim Shloisha Yom. So how many days Lifnei Edeim? Could be really, it's only two. Now Rashi speaks out, there's no Mefurish Giloy that is the Shita Sachachamim. But there has to be some Machleik is going on over here. I mean that there has to be some Machleik is going on over here. So presumably, that's going to be the Machleikis. Now Rashi, if you go through all the Rashis and you learn them up good, Rashi is addressing, again, doesn't say Mefurish on this Gemara, but Ayin Shah. Another ha'ara, and that is ordinarily when you have a machloikis, like you have a chachamim hainu tanakama. Usually, the second shita is being moisif on the first shita, meaning it's being machmer. In this case, it's really being mekel because we're saying that the tanakama holds hain b'loy edeim 4 days, whereas the chachamim hold that it's hain v'edeim, which means in totality it's going to be 3 days, right? 2 days prior plus the ma, it's only going to be 3 days. But the reason that can't be the machlokes is because we proved already that the sheet of the Tanakam is hein b'loy edeim and shmamino shmamino. Must be that counter to the way this usually, a lot of Chloe Ashas today, counter to the way this usually works, which is that the second sheet is being machmer. In this case, the second sheet is going to be mekel. But either way, that's the first mahalach in the Gemara. That you want to know what the machlokes is, the Tanakam and the Mishnah Dabbeis and Manabbeis holds hein b'loy edeim. Whereas the Chacham over here in the Mishnah Dab Zayin and the Beis holds hein b'edeim. Or you could say nosa v'nosa, it could be him. It could be the machloikis is, what would be b'di'evet if you went ahead and you did business? Remember, it was a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Tanakama sava, the Tanakama holds nasa v'nasan mutter. That really nasa v'nasan is going to be mutter. Rabbanu Basroi, Sari, and Rabbanu Basroi are going to hold nasa v'nasan aser. Now, why would you say it in this way? Maybe the reverse. So, Pasha is what we just said from Rashi. Rashi himself doesn't say that. Rashi says, I have a better giloy. And the reason is because in the Mishnah on that base, what did it say? Lifnei edeim shel ovdei kechavim shloisha yamim. You can't do business, you can't borrow, you can't this, you can't that. It sounds like the heftza of the transaction is what's also. It's the pa'ula, it's the ma'isa, right? After the fact, I don't know, what's the lashon of the Chachamim? Lifnei edeim aser. Aser is a lashon koileles. So that actually seems to suggest that not only is it the ma'isa that's aser, but even having the money is going to be aser. Now you could say what Rashi speaks out elsewhere in the sugya, we'll see in a moment. And that is that the Rabbanu Basroi for sure being machmer. But you don't have to say that, right? That's a default option. But there's a better option over here. If you say, the third malach you could say is, the Shmuel Gibbonai, you know what they're arguing? They're arguing Shita Shmuel. Amma Shmuel. Shmuel said, Begoyle ein aser eloyim eidam. That in Golos today, only one day is aser. And the reason is, because Shmuel held, we'll see more about this, that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah of his days were not real Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It was only Minigavi Seinu or Minigavi Sehem. Be a day hem, right? But they weren't really proper if they have Avodah Zarah. So the whole Avodah Zarah is Nishkain Geherig Avodah Zarah, and as a result, it doesn't make so much sense to go ahead and to be machmer. So the question is, what would be the halacha bizman hazeh? So says Rashi, and this is where he says it, that as it relates to the Tanakama held avad in the zman ha-mishnah was going to be aser for 3 days, but begoyla, meaning Shmuel's halacha, that's going to be mutter. However, the Chachamim Basroi, they're coming to say aser as in la'olam aser, and this is where Rashi speaks out. The stam tana basra l'tfuyei aser. So here Rashi didn't have any clear hoichacha to how to know which one of the shitas hachachamim is which, but at the end of the day, whichever one is second, this is the one that it's going to be. And then finally, ibay yaseim the. Let's see it. And so, Tanakama islay the Shmuel, the Tanakama holds of Shmuel, Rabbanu Basroi, let's do the Shmuel. And ibay yaseim, or you could say the Nacham Amadi ikme. Now, it could be the machloikis is regarding something Nacham Amadi said. The tiny room to the Bryce, Nacham Amadi yom, Nacham Amadi said, Eina yasr elo yom echod lefnei eidem, that there's only one day that's going to be us. Nacham Amadi is a ganza under a shita. Not 3 days before, not 3 days before and 3 days after, only one. one day before, Tana Kama Leslie the Nachum Amadi, Tana Kama doesn't hold him Nachum Amadi. How do you know Tana Kama doesn't hold him Nachum Amadi? Well, he said Mefurish 3 days. Rabban Basroi Isul the Nachum Amadi, whereas Rabban Basroi do hold of Nachum Hamadi. Again, it's going to come out that the Rabban Basroi are being Mako, but I mean, it is what it is. You can't say that the Tanakhama is Nachum Amadi. Must be it's Rabban Basroi that are Nachum Amadi. So the bottom line is, we have four different pshatim to explain Tanakama Hainu Chachomim or Chachomim Hainu Tanakama, right? The Tanakama Lefnei Dem Shloiv the Chachomim Shloisha Yomim Aser. The Chachomim over here in the Mishnah and Zainu say the same exact thing. Lefnei Dem Aser Lachay Dem Mutter. There has to be a Machloikis. At first glance, it's not clear what exactly the Machloikis is. One Mahalach is they're arguing Hain Beedein Hain Beleidein. The other Mahalach is they're arguing Nasa Venasa Mutter or Aser, right? Taking us back to two of the three Yibayis that we saw in yesterday's daf. Another could be they're arguing in Shmuz Halacha whether Begoyla. Whether Begayla, you have this halacha, you don't have this halacha. Or finally, it could be that the Rabban Basroi is actually a whole different shita. It's the shita of Nachum Amadi. Now, we're going to stop here. As it relates to tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to do something very similar that it did in today's daf. And as we mentioned Rabbi Shulam ben Karchas, so we digress to a whole bunch of Rabbi Shulam ben Karchas. Tomorrow's daf is going to begin with more Divrei Agada. Tomorrow's daf's a light daf. And there's going to be more Divrei Agada, this time not about Rabbi Shulam ben Karchas. Not that Rabbi Shulam and Karcha Gemaras were Divrei Agada, but here we're going to focus on a whole bunch of different members related to Nachum Hamadi. But as it relates to Raid, so we're going to end up leaving some Raid on the table. But as it relates to Raid, just one Ha'ara. So again, there was so much that happened in today's daf, but just one Ha'ara from the Sefer Netzotzei Ar, from Reuven Margolis, right here on Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin. I think it's good to speak it out also because we mentioned that there's really Margolis Hayam on Mesechtes Avodah Zarah going through Daf Zayin. So this is really the last daf that has Margolis Hayam. So we mentioned the Margolis Hayam on Daf Beis. We'll mention another Margolis Hayam right here on Daf Zayin. And that is, the Gemara mentioned on Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. You say this thing a question. If somebody goes over to two Rabbanim and he asks them a Shaila, one of the Rabbanim says Tameh, the other one says Tahar. One of them says Asir, the other one says Mutter. So what are you supposed to do? So it's a brayse. Im hoye echad mehem gadol mechaveiro bechachma ubeminyan. If one of them is greater bechachma ubeminyan, halech acharav. You should follow him. Peim lav, and if not, halech achar amachmer. You should follow the machmer. Reb Shuv ben Karcha said, I agree, but the only time you follow the machmer is if you're dealing with a din day rice. If you're dealing with a din day rabbanon, just like Sveik Durabana Lakula, in this situation, in this instance too, what you should do is you should go Lakula. Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is in Chelek Zayin, tshuva Chav Vav. So the tshuva begins, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, Mashachanani Hashem Yisbarach, Memesechtes Avodazar Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. This is the tshuva. I don't know if this was written Lechatchila as a tshuva to somebody, but either way, it's a shtikl Teira. Mashachanani Hashem Yisbarach b'mesechtes avodazar daf zayin amadav. And the Chasam Sofer shtikl Teira was on the Gemara that we just learned right now. Specifically, if somebody asks two rabbanim, echad metamid, echad metar, echad leisav, echad matir, im hoye echad mehem gadol mechaveiro bechachma ubeminyan. If one of them was greater bechachma ubeminyan, halech acharav, this is the one that you should follow. So the Chasam Sofer said, I understand what it means if one of them is gadol bechachma. Gadol bechachma means he's a big Talmud Chacham. What does it mean he's God of a minion? What's the taich? Right, you ask two people. One of them is God of a minion than the other. What does that even mean? So Chasam Sofer says that really the first place that you would have to look as it relates to this halacha is a Rambam, a well-known Rambam. It's in Hilchas Rambam in Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, which has a makar in a Mishnah in Mesechtes Idiyos. And this is Perik Aleph Mishnah Heis. Let's go through the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Bezdin shel gadru gzeira, a bezdin that made a gzeira, oy hiskinu takon, or they instituted some sort of decree, vehinhigu minig, or they implemented a custom, upasha kol adav b'chol Yisrael, and this thing took on, meaning right now it has a life of its own. V'amad achrein bezdin achar, and then a later bezdin comes, ubik esh levakel divrei harishoyne, v'lakro isa takon, v'oisa gzeira, v'oisa aminig, eino yoch, he can't. Achmiya gadol min harishoyne b'chachma b'minig." So if a later Bezin wants to be Mevatel, something that a previous Bezin did, they have to be Gadol min HaRishayin B'chachmi. Now the truth is, this is an often quoted line, but very often misquoted, because it's not always true. It's not always true. The Rambam gives a whole akdama. Bezin shegazru gzeira or yeskinu takana then higu minig upashet kol adava b'chol Yisrael. If it wasn't pashet kol adava b'chol Yisrael, this halach is not true. In fact, that's hilchas mamon perik beis halacha aleph, and that's the hemshich of the Rambam halachas gimel and dalit. So you have to know when this halach is true. But wherever it's true, where the Rambam laid it out, so there the halach is that if a later bezin wants to be mevatel divrei bezin chaveroi, they would have to be gadol mimenu b'chachma ubeminyan. Says the Rambam, how you gadol b'chachma avoloi beminyan. B'minyan avaloi b'chachma eina yochel levatel es tvorav afilu batel tam shebeglali gazra rishoinim ayaskinu eina achreinim yichayim levatel ad sheiu g'day l'meha. So the Rambam says it the way only the Rambam could. It has to be 100% that the second bezdin is gadol say b'chachma say b'minyan. If you gadol b'chachma not b'minyan, b'minyan not b'chachma, dead on arrival. It would have to be greater b'chachma, says the Rambam. V'heichiu g'day l'meminyan. I have an existential problem with this halacha. How is it possible that the later Bezdin will be Gadol Mimeno B'Minyan? Hayo v'chol Bezdin u'Bezdin shal shivim v'echadu. There's a fixed amount of how many Dayanim sat on a Bezdin. It's always 71. So the Friedige Bezdin was 71. The Heintige Bezdin is 71. Morgan's Bezdin is going to be 71. It's always 71. So Gadol b'chachma, okay. But how can it be Gadol b'minyan? Says the Rambam, you have to say, that what does it mean Gadol b'minyan? Ze minyan chachmei hador, sheheskimu v'kiblu hadavar she'amru Bezdin ha'gadol v'lechol kubay. Minyan doesn't mean the amount of members of the Bezdin. But says the Rambam, minyan means something completely different. What it means is, it's the amount of chachmei hador that were mekabel the davar she'amru Bezdin ha'gadol, and they weren't chaylin. So one Bezdin issued a psak, and 1,000 chachamim said, gam anachnu mitztarfin la'ana. And then another Bezdin did, and they were able to get 1,100. Oh, you have 100 more? You're gadol mimenu b'minyan. You had 900? That means the previous Bezdin's going to be gadol b'minyan. But al kaponim, zok de Rambam, that's what it means when Chazal say, ein Bezdin yochel avatul divrei Bezdin chaveri, ad she'yehi gadol mimenu b'chachma b'minyan. Chachma is obvious. What does minyan mean? It means minyan chachmei hador sheheskimu v'kiblu adava she'amru Bezdin ha'gadol v'lechol kubay. It's fake. Chasam Sofer, right in the beginning of Ishtigal Torah, Avoy Dazar Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, he says, how are you going to understand the word minyan in our Gemara? The Gemara says that if you ask two people a shayla, one is oisa, one's mata, one's metam, the other one's metar. So if one of them was gadol mechaver b'chachma u'b'minyan halechachra, so gadol b'chachma, I understand. But gadol b'minyan, the Rambam explained to us in his Hilchas Mamrim, v'astos mein gadol b'minyan. And what the Rambam said it means is, it means you have more people that I'm asking. In this case, says the Chasam Sofer, you're sitting mamish in Bismedrish, you have two chachamim that are by their shtender, you're asking them a shayla, one says tameh, the other one says tar. The world didn't hear this tshuva, they didn't have a chance to be mafalful in it, there's only two chevra here, and you have to make a decision. I have to decide, should I follow him or should I follow him? Gadol b'minyan, what does that even mean? So the Chasam Sofer says, you have to say, that the Rambam, even though he was Mefarish, the Mishnah and Idiot, the well-known Allah of Ein Bezin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezin Chaveiro, Ad She'em Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma B'Minyan, the way he was. But in this Gemara, he would have to learn a different shot. The word minyan would have to mean something else. So what does it mean, Gadol B'Minyan? So the Chasam Sofer suggests two pshatim. One, he says, if you take a look at the Raivin, in his Pirush HaMishnayis, in Masechtas Idiot, the Raivin says Gadol B'Minyan means older. That's what the Raivin says. Older. So if one Bezdin is older than the other Bezdin, Pashat in age, right? They're older, that's the Bezdin that you should follow. And says the Chasam Sofer, presumably the Rambam would learn minyan here the way the Ravid learned minyan in that halacha. So you ask these two chavruses that are both chachamim, one is older than the other, that means he's gadol b'minyan. And if he's the one that's gadol b'minyan, then he's the one that you're supposed to follow. Now, the Chasam Sofer says that I understand why the Rambam didn't want to learn minyan in the sugya of Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveiro the way the Raivid did. Because whoever heard that a Bezdin that's older versus a Bezdin that's younger is a different Bezdin. The Bezdin Shalayin Aleph is a cheftz of a Bezdin Shalayin Aleph. I can't imagine age would matter. But in this case, we're asking two yechidim, so one yochid is older than the other yochid, maybe that's going to be the case. Chasam Sofer has another pshad, and this is petuchei chosim dig almost, and that is that it could be minyan means which one of these chachamim has more talmidim. So not like the Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrim, who has more talmidim or more chachamim that are maskim to what he said. Poshet, who has more talmidim? And he says the makar to this is a gemara nida daf yudalid, where the gemara says that even though Rabbi Yossi was greater than Rabbi, but Rabbi had a big yeshiva and was shchichig abe talmidim or mitalmida Yossi mikulon, and as a result, like a petuche choysim digeknech, the rav that has more talmidim, he somehow has some precedent, and as a result, that's what it means to be gadol mimenu meminyan. Abba Hamir says the Hilchos Chasam Sofer that the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrin, who said his pshat and what it means, ein bezin yochel levatal divrei bezin chaveiro adchi gadol menu chalf meminyan, could not have learned that pshat right here in this Gemara. Abba Dazar Davzayin, other he learned like the Ravid over there in Mishnayos Idias, or maybe my pshat says the Chasam Sofer that I'm trying to suggest. Enters Rav Reuven Margolis. And he really makes two profound ha'aris as it relates to this inyan. The first is, he said, the Chasam Sofer was muching. What does it mean, gadol mimenu b'chachmo v'minyan in our sugya? The Rambam for sure can't learn what the Rambam said in Hilchos Mamrim. So what does it mean? So Rabbi Margol says, my first hergish is that I found many other places in Shas where you find this nusach of chachmo v'minyan. And there's a theme. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, Lo yehei adam koyre v'shoyna, u'boyei pa'aviv u'be'imoy u'be'raboy, u'be'mishahu gadol mimenu, b'chachma u'v'minyan. A person should not be a koyre, a shoyna, but at the same time, when it comes to his father, his mother, and his Rebbe, he should be bayit, right? Or for that matter, don't even be bayit in anyone that's gadol mimenu, b'chachma u'v'minyan. If you take a look at the Ketukei Seifrim on that Gemara that has all the proper Gersayas, Ki Yodua, the Ketukei Seifrim takes out the word Ubaminyan. And the reason, says Rav Margolis, Tim is Pashet, because what's the point? Don't be biting someone bigger than you. So if he's Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma alone, that's not enough of a reason not to be biting. He also has to be biting B'Minyan, Mechatesi. Oh, but Al-Koponim, says Rav Margolis, I found Mefurish in the Ketukei Seifrim, that the Ketukei Seifrim says, take out the word B'Minyan. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Chacham, Einay Medaber, it's Perikei Mishnah Zayin. Bifnei Misha Gadol Mimenu, B'Chachma U'Beminyan. The Machzeh Vitri says, Loi Gar Sinan U'Beminyan. Because a Chacham is Einay Medaber, Afilu B'Misha Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma. He doesn't have to be Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma U'Beminyan. One other makar. Sanhedrin daf lamed gimel lamed alef. The Gemara over there is discussing if a dayan makes a mistake. So is he achroy? Does he have to come out of pocket now to make the person that just lost money whole or not? So it's a big sugyo. And in one pshat, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, it depends. If when this guy paskin, there was someone that was gadol mimenu b'chachma uv'minyan, now you have to come out of pocket. But if there was ain gadol mimenu b'chachma uv'minyan, if you were the biggest one, then it's fine. Zok Rabbeinu Chanan, loy gar sinan uv'minyan. The word of a minion is like Garcinon. Because as long as it's someone that was bigger than Bechachma, you don't have to be God of a minion. So Rav Margolis says, I found three places in Chazal where Chazal said, God will be met of Bechachma of a minion, and it's clear from Rishonim that the word dominion doesn't really belong there. Now he says, what's the pshat? Why is the word dominion there if it doesn't belong there? He says, because you find sometimes, there's an inyan of Shigra the Lishna of the Gemara, where sometimes the Gemara will throw in something that usually comes together, even though it doesn't. And he says, if you're not comfortable with this, you need a makar. Take a look at the Yerushalmi in Masechtas Megillah. It's been a while since we did one of these. Perek Beis Halacha Hey, where the Mishnah over there says that Hakol Ksheir and Likris is a Megillah Chutz Micheresh Shoyte V'Katan. Now the Cheresh over there in that Mishnah is a Cheresh Hamedaber, right? Because if he's any Medaber, obviously he can't read the Megillah. So Hakol Ksheir and Likris is a Megillah Chutz Micheresh Shoyte V'Katan. And the Gemara Mutches, why could a Cheresh that's Medaber V'Enu Shemeya not read the Megillah? A Cheresh Adibu by Chachamim is the Cheresh that's Enu Shemeya V'Enu Medaber, but he's clearly a Medaber. Says the Gemara, Chizda Amar Less Kan Cheresh. The reason it's mentioned is because shoyte and katan always come together with the cheresh. So it's always the cheresh shoyte and katan. So it says Margolis, the Chasam Sofer in this shtickle over here was muching very much. What does it mean b'chachma uv'minyan in the sugya of Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin? He says lulei de mistafino. Maybe the word b'minyan taka doesn't mean anything. Really, what you're supposed to do is who's bigger, minyan? He's older.
He says, where do you ever find that you go by? I had the Ravid said it in the Mishnah of Idiots, but the Ravid didn't like that shot. So all of a sudden now you're going to go based on the person that's older, the one that has two Talmidim, more Talmidim, Mechatesi. So okay, Kantz Mestaber, that just like in Yena Gemara in Brochus, and Yena Mishnah in Ovis, and Yena Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's like the Yerushalmi Perek Beis and Masechtas Megillah, where it's Ashkeras Delishna, where we just mention it because usually it comes together. Throughout Shas, it's Ein Bezdin, Yachal Levatel, Divri Bezdin Chaveir, Elim King Gadr Medim, Chachav Minyan. So sometimes Chachma somehow Shigva Delishna came together with Minyan. But Minyan really doesn't mean anything. When you're dealing with the Bezdin HaGadol over there, Minyan means something. But in our Sugya, again, he throws it out there as just a suggestion. But he says, as it relates to the Ikr Pshat, what does it mean, Gadol Mimenu B'Minyan? So he says, the Rishonim Mutchit with this very, very much. Right, the Rambam said a Shtikl Torah. The Ravid, Shein Emol said a Shtikl Torah. Right, what does the Rambam say? Gadol Mimenu means that more people somehow were masking to the Psak of the Bezdin. The Ravid said, what does it mean, Minyan? It means they're older. He says, all these pshatim to him seem a little bit dachik, and clearly the Rishonim was struggling. They didn't know. There wasn't a clear Messiah. What it means, Ein bezin yachal levatel divrei bezin chaveroi, elim king gadol imenu b'chachm v'minyan. So he says that ulai, maybe you could say a davar chadash, ashali amru hakadmoinim. And that is, that we know bezdin is machria based on a majority. Achrei rabin lahatais. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Is there a nafkamina between a bezdin that came to a psak where they had a small majority versus a bezdin that came to a psak where they had a super majority? Does that matter in halacha? Think about it, right? Does that matter? So, right, lahavdol, in the world of politics, it matters, right? There's a concept of a super majority. Operating agreement, sometimes there'll be certain things that only go into effect if you have a supermajority. What about in halacha? Is there any significance to a quote-unquote supermajority or not? So he says it could be. Ein bezin yachal levatel divrei bezin chaveiro elim kein, gadol mimenu b'chachma number one, u'b'minyan number two. Thus, hey, if the first bezdin, when they sat down and they presided over the shayla, and there was a bezdin shal ayin aleph, and 41 came out one way, and 30 came out the other way, and then the later bezdin, when they sat down, what happened was is the numbers were a little bit different, and they were lower, less of a majority in favor of this psak that you're trying to, so could turn over, it could be over there, it's not going to work. But if there was a small majority, l'chatchila, and now you're coming with a super majority, it could be now already it's going to make a difference. So minyan, when we're dealing with bezdin, means what is the percentage of people going one way or another? It says you can't compare a bezdin that sat down and it was like a slim majority versus if 100 years later, Sakumta Bezdin, that's Godam Imenu B'Chachma. And all of a sudden now they're going to see it differently and it's like a super majority. It has to matter. And the minyan goes into effect, which we know because Das Balabayas would suggest that that's the way it should be. So as much as there's a din of Achrei Rabban Lahatois, there's also a nafkamina between a majority versus a super majority. And that's what Chazal meant when they said, Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveiro Elim King Godam Imenu B'Chachma. But every Rav Reuven Margolis Chiddush has a punchline. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, the emes is, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Idyos, this is the makar to this halacha of Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveiro Elim King Godam Imenu B'Chachma B'Minyan. Mishnah starts like this. V'lama maskirin divrei ayochid bein amarubin. Why isn't it that throughout Shas, if there's a machloikis between a yochid and a rabbin, we even mention the yochid? What's the point? We don't pass him like the yochid. So why even mention the yochid? The reason is, because if Bezdin is going to see the divrei ha-yochid, and they're going to want to be soymich on it, they should be able to. This is the Mishnah. Again, v'loma maskirin divrei ha-yochid bein ha-merubin. And by the way, the Mishnah concludes, What's Pashat Pshat? How do you read this Mishnah? It's a very hard Mishnah to read. What's Pashat Pshat in the Mishnah? Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis. And if you take a look at the Pirush HaRavid on the Mishnah here in Masechta Sedeis, this is what he's saying. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, you know what I think the Mishnah is saying? What the Mishnah is saying is, why are we mentioning the Yachid? I'm going to tell you why we're mentioning the Yachid. It's negated to mention the Yachid because a later Bezdin could be Mevatel Divrei Bezdin Chaver. Stating that, the only time they could do it is if they're gadol mimenu b'chachma and b'minyan. Now, if the original halacha would be a consensus, and all 71 dayanim would say a certain way, it would be impossible to be mevatel that din. Because once you have 71, you can't have more than 71. Lama maskirin divrei ayochid bein amirubin. I'm going to tell you where it's negeya. Then they'll be able to. How? If they're able to come up with a consensus. But the point is, if lechatchila was 70 out of 71, and now we have 71 the other way, oh, now we're ready. You have a bezin that's called the man of chachma minyan. If you didn't mention the yachid, you would think it was a consensus. And then you would think there's no way to be mevatel. So zokta, it's a mishnah pashat. The reason the yachid was mentioned was so that if you want to later be mevatel, what else does the mishnah mean? Shem yira bezin es divri ha-yachid the yismay chalav, shem bezin yachid levatel divri bezin chaveira. He says, Rabbi Reuven Margolis, that the Meiri in the sugyas of Zaki Mamri and Masechta Sanhedrin says a chiddush. The Rabbim Ro and the Chen Tamu, and they were very taken aback by this chiddush of the Meiri. The Meiri says a chiddush that the only time somebody is considered a Zaki Mamre, so what's a Zaki Mamre? Someone that paskins keneged the Bezdin Agadol. It's if he goes keneged every single member of the Bezdin. It means every member of the Bezdin says one way, and he goes keneged them. But if there's one member of the Bezdin HaGadol that is in agreement with the Zakim Mamre, even though it's the psak of the Bezdin HaGadol, and they put out Pashkevillin and Kol Kairis all over the place, the halach is you don't become a Zakim Mamre. And B'muscho Rishon, it's a very shver miri. Why? You're not allowed to go keneged the psak. Who ever cared? You ever heard of something called a consensus? You ever heard of something called a supermajority? I heard of the pasuk in the Torah. Achrei Rabim Lahatois. So who cares? What's the problem? Says Rabbi Ragos, I'll tell you what I think the Meiri holds. Because the Meiri holds the only time you're a Zaki Mamre is when you go keneged a psak, that's going to be a psak that never is going to be able to budge. If all the Dayanim are in agreement, then there's a consensus. Then it'll be impossible to be godly mimeno b'minyan the way I understand b'minyan. Oh, if that's the case, now you're a Zaki Mamre. But avifel, there's one yachid even. That's chaylik. Once there's a yachid, now I have the Mishnah in Idias. Now it could be there'll be a bezel later that's going to be godly mimeno. I can't give this guy Mises Bezdin. The only time you can paskin on this yid that he's going to be a Zaki Mamre is if you know for sure that he went to Keneged the Psak of the Bezdin. You're going to give him Mises and you're going to find out in 3 months from now there's going to be a new Bezdin and they're going to overrule this ruling because now all of a sudden a different affiliation controls the majority. It doesn't work that way. So if it's 100%, there's no way this Psak's ever going to be able to budge. That's Azazor Psak that triggers the parish of Zaki Mamre. But if all there is a majority, not again. This is a classic Rabbi Reuven Margolis, the Ruyin Hadvarin, the Misham.